This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A super PAC supporting Mike Johnston for Denver mayor has raised over $4 million. It's the most money backing a municipal candidate in Denver history. Recently, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg gave $500,000 to the group. Meanwhile, a super PAC supporting Kelly Bruff has raised less than half of that, but recent donors include prominent conservatives Pete Coors and Philip Anschutz. GOP Congresswoman Lauren Boebert and other House Freedom Caucus members want their Republican colleagues to reject a deal to raise the debt ceiling. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Boebert panned the deal, saying it doesn't do enough to cut spending or address conservative priorities like rescinding funding for the IRS.
Tomorrow's bill is a bunch of fake news and fake talking points that will do nothing to rein in out-of-control federal spending.
Boebert says no one wants to default, but also questioned the Treasury's estimate for how soon the country will reach its limit. The House is expected to vote on the bill Wednesday evening, with Republican leaders confident it will pass. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Travelers can reserve spots in the TSA line at Denver International Airport. A new program called Den Reserve opens Thursday. The goal is to speed up travel for people without services like TSA, PreCheck, and Clear. Travelers can reserve spots online for up to 10 people. Appointments will open 3 days before the person's flight. Travelers get a QR code via email, which they then can present in the Den Reserve line at A-Bridge. The line is open from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more of the day's news, come to CPR.org. This is CPR News.